systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is a Wednesday, January 13th, 2006. My name is Matt.
My name is Danny.
You're a pain in the fucking ass. You know
you're
that?
A pain let me come in. Let me come in. Let me come in. Let me come in. Yeah, and your kaboom was weak. Amy
Start
says.
Sucking dick.
It's because
she sits here. No, you shush. It's because she sits here, and as the intro's playing, she goes. Like she's gonna do it, and it fucks with me. Don't do that.
I like it.
This is a very delicate instrumentation I have going on here.
Is that even a word?
You can't fuck with my shit.
Anyway,
this is episode 297. Three more, we'll be at 300.
Woo!
I'm trying to talk to Braden, see if he wants to come do a show, but doesn't sound like he wants to. So
I tried to call him today.
Does he just hit ignore?
I don't know.
Did he answer?
No.
No? He hits ignore.
Yeah, probably.
You brought a friend tonight.
I did. I brought a friend.
Hello.
This is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Hello, love.
Still staying out of jail?
Yes.
How's that going?
It's going all right.
What are you expecting to happen on your Las Vegas trip?
Because
I'm calling jail and or death, so...
We will not be going to jail. Absolutely
okay.
not.
Okay.
I want to go see some shows. I want to have some fun.
Okay.
I want to see Cirque du Soleil. My dad's going to come with us and, you know, fund a lot of that, so...
All of that?
Yeah, he'll fund pretty much the entire thing, so...
Well, that's good.
Hell yeah,
Gotta love that.
Looking forward to seeing Zoomanity.
I know, it's very, yeah.
What the fuck is Zoomanity?
It's one of their,
The Cirque du Soleil shows?
Yeah, but it's their sexual one.
It's more of an adult.
Burlesque meets trapeze performance art.
Yeah, kinda.
Fucking incredible is what that is.
Yeah. Nice.
It looks super cool.
Nice.
I want to go see the Dancing Water shit.
I'm going to win $300,000.
And we'll never come back. We're
going
to move to Costa Rica.
We'll send you postcards and keep you updated.
Sounds good. Leave your car so I can sell it. And yours.
There's still money owed on it, so I don't know what that's going to do.
I still owe some money on mine. Yeah. So.
I don't.
Right.
You can't just, like, sell it.
Oh, yeah,
he could.
When you're part Mexican, you can do things like that. You can sell cars that may or may not have liens on their titles.
Right. Oh, my God. Anyway, so how are you today, Matt?
I'm fantastic.
Yeah?
Hey.
What?
Did you get a haircut?
No, I did not. Hey, did you get a haircut?
Yes.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I am the unfolding of an ongoing narrative day to day, constantly evolving, unfolding. Been listening to a lot of Radiolab. Got that in my head now. That is a great show. I really like how they tell their stories, and I don't even know how to explain it. It's really fucking cool, though. So thank you, Mike Boudet, for that. Good show, Radiolab NYC. You know, the other day, probably a couple weeks ago, I was noticing on Twitter, Tim Henson, a Distorted View, he was posting, like, when he'd have a problem with something on his site. And then I would notice that, you know, he would... not have the problem anymore. So I sent him a message. I'm like, does it really work to Twitter your computer problems and they just magically get fixed? And he's like, yeah, actually, sometimes they
do. You've got as many listeners as he does. Like, they're like, oh, let me help you. Let me totally help you. You're awesome. I love you.
So I tried it the other day. I'm like, hey, Ustream, how about you fix your Android app? Thanks. And like 2 days later, it was fixed. I was like, fuck
Sweet.
Yeah. So I tried it again. I'm like, hey, Android, fix your Facebook app. I get an error, parsing error when it's loading my notifications. And like 3 days later, it's totally fixed. This is the most brilliant thing I've ever witnessed in my life. You just send your problems out into the Twitter sphere or
and
into
boom.
The world. And like they fold down and collapse and they come back fixed. non-problems.
Well, I'm proud of you.
I'm having non-problems.
That's good.
Hey, Twitter, $1 million. Make it happen.
Yeah, right.
That's my next problem.
What would you do? What would you do?
You know what? You know who needs to start Twittering problems?
Who?
Haiti.
Haiti?
Haiti. Did you hear what the fuck happened in Haiti?
No.
Okay, now this is awesome, right? So, you know what Haiti is. You know where Haiti is, right? A little shithole in Africa, right?
Sure.
Is it in Africa? I know there's a lot of black people there, so I just assume Africa. Call me a racist, but Christ. I just automatically assume. So they get hit with like a 7.0 earthquake.
Oh, yeah?
Which pretty much wreaked havoc on their whole living situation. Now, I saw it on Twitter. I saw it on the internet here and there that people were like, oh, you got to donate money to help get their shit back together make it better. It's like, if you look at pictures of Haiti before the earthquake.
Your auto choices, dude, Haiti is in the Caribbean.
Okay, that's fine then. There's Caribbean black people then. But if you look at pictures of Haiti before the earthquake and then you look at pictures of it after the earthquake.
It looks like the same.
It look the same.
It looks the same, dude. You can't like be like, oh, we had give me a natural disaster. Tsunami? No. Okay. We had an earthquake. And we're trying to rebuild, so if you could donate us money to the Help Rebuild Haiti Fund, we would appreciate that. And it's like, no, dude, you were living in a complete shithole before this happened. The earthquake just took all of your shit and, like, moved it around. It's all the same shit. All of it was broken to begin with.
Might have a crack in the middle of the road, whatever.
Yeah, but it's all over the fucking internet. I didn't even know that there was an earthquake that happened there until I saw...
I didn't know until just now.
I saw Haiti as the top trending topic on Twitter. I was like,
really?
What the fuck happened in Haiti? Like, did all the black people leave? Like, what happened? And so I click on it, and everyone's like, oh, you gotta send money to Haiti. You gotta...
It's not there anymore.
Gotta help rebuild Haiti and shit.
It's Pat like, Robertson.
Who
That's
gives
the top
a shit?
Trending topic.
It's a shithole. It's always been a shithole. It's going to continue being a shithole. You can throw as much money at a piece of shit as you want. It's still a piece of shit. This guy went
Trippy,
there.
Trippy, what is it?
Triptyke,
whatever.
Over a million dead plus? Yeah, right. You wish, racist.
I think it's 100,000, I think they meant to say, but yeah.
And you know what? Dead. There's still going to be shit happening there. Like, it is not a nice place. They should have made a bigger earthquake just destroyed the whole fucking place.
Amesby says, I knew the jam hole would make me feel like I wasn't an awful person for not caring about Haiti.
Who cares about Haiti?
Not I or Amesby.
Unless
not
you,
me.
You
not
think when I say Haiti, I'm talking about the underworld in Greek mythology, but no, I'm not. I'm talking about the little shithole, Port-au-Prince.
I love Greek mythology.
Caribbean.
Shit, yeah.
Carabiners.
So,
this dude went there, and he's the head of a charity that runs school feeding projects. Of course, a church-related thing, probably, of course. And he goes there, right? And I don't know, like, if I'm going to Haiti, I know what to expect, right? I'm getting all my fucking shots and vaccines, for one. I'm getting a big fucking body condom, because the place is disgusting. I'm definitely not wearing any of my ice, my bling.
And not sleeping with the local women.
I'm not having sex there at all. I'm not even going to take my penis out if I go to Haiti, dude. My penis will be in two condoms, wrapped up in saran wrap, wrapped up in foil, wrapped up in a vacuum sealed bag with a catheter. Thank you.
You would do a catheter for Haiti?
I would not go to Haiti, but if I had to, for some god-awful reason, yeah, I would do a catheter for Haiti. That's how much of a shithole place you have. I would put a thing in my dick hole so I didn't have to take my dick out of my pants and subject it to your disgusting place.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, please.
Levi Lusco's Twitter.
Oh.
Skull Church just gave $4,898.65 to bring relief and the gospel to Haiti.
Hey, Levi Lusco, money well spent, douche. You know what they're going to do? They're going to take your money and they're going to buy crack.
Dude, the Christian at my job, John, he's a really good guy. I love him to death. And he's a Christian. He goes to church every Sunday and all that shit. Actually talked shit about Levi Lusko the other day.
Huh,
he's like,
interesting.
He's like a couple friends of mine who are also church people or whatever. They go to the Fresh Life Church and they tried to invite Levi Lusko to dinner. And he just fucking shrugged him off. Like, you know, if I went to everyone's house that asked me for dinner.
That I understand.
And that's true and everything. But like, he did it in a very like rude way. Saying like I'm too big
when
for
you
that.
Peddle
like,
when God
I'm better than you
when selling God is your business, you can suck at customer service. It doesn't matter. Do you want to go to hell? Then give me your fucking money. Now, what's funny about that? That I'm glad you mentioned that. Why does it take
a tragedy,
an earthquake of this magnitude, to make you be like, oh shit, I should look proper and give money to this third world shithole? Like, dude, it was a shithole before this happened. They could have used your money.
Yeah,
granted, whatever they, you know, they're just going to buy crack. So I said that.
Was donating to Honduras and shit for like people to get chews.
Donate to us. TheJamHole.com/donate. I will set up a Haiti fund, okay? TheJamHole.com/donate. We will give your money to Haiti.
No.
And when I
no,
say Haiti,
won't.
I mean. My bank account.
Right.
Right.
Right. That is Haiti.
Because seriously, what are they going to do with it? What are you going to do, Haiti? Have you seen Haiti lately?
They're going to buy some drugs, maybe.
You're going to buy crack because that's what you do, first of all. Like, there's a reason it's a third world country, right? It wasn't because you made really smart economical decisions, I'm sure. So this guy went there. He says, quote, "The poverty I encountered during a visit to Haiti in May 08... Now, keep in mind, long before this earthquake, right, May of 08,
right.
was the worst I have seen in 18 years working in international relief. When you work in international relief, you go to all these fucking shitholes, right, and you try to help relieve them. Stop shuffling papers. But this was May of 08, the worst I've seen in 18 years. It is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere with the highest rate of infant mortality. Let's give money to them. Who should we give money to that will go to a good cause? Let's see. I hear Haiti's struggling since, I don't know, the beginning of time.
Right.
Let's dump some money into that, see what we can accomplish there. Let's build some churches there.
Yeah,
that'll be a good idea.
No,
we'll give you food for every Bible verse you memorize. That's a fair trade, right?
No.
No.
It's not actually.
The site Soleil Slum in the capital Port-au-Prince is not fit for human habitation. Huh. Interesting. It is a collection of makeshift shelters inhabited mostly by people from the countryside who migrated to the city looking for work. The huddle of shacks, most of them made out of a rusty corrugated iron sheet.
Wait, they migrated to Haiti for work?
No, they migrated to the city from the countryside,
okay,
the outlying desert, I would imagine. Well, no, the Caribbean, I guess there's a little lush areas here and there, but...
Yeah.
Like, why did your shit get so awful in the first place? What happened there that your shit is just so fucked, we could give you millions and millions of dollars and it wouldn't make a dent in your problems?
I don't know, dude.
Start over and rebuild from the beginning.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, the country was never wealthy in the first place. So, I mean, they don't have any good.
Everyone
to really, like,
vacations
trade or anything,
there.
Can they? Well, no,
they just don't take their dicks out of their pants because it's disgusting.
They go on cruises around the Caribbean. They don't like go into the Caribbean and like.
I wonder why.
And shit.
Because it's a densely populated shithole. Perhaps.
Maybe.
A big fucking hemorrhoid in this beautiful
ocean. And they don't
ocean.
Get the money from that. The cruise lines and stuff get the money.
Oh,
you know?
I'm sure.
It's not... I don't even think they have any, like, product to
I
trade
just really,
us for money.
It really amuses me when, like, this kind of shit happens and then the first ones to step up are usually churches because they're like, oh, everyone, look how much we're helping. God said to help and look, we're helping now. Instead of... ripping you all off and stealing your money for some bullshit sense of well-being, we're actually helping. Look at us. Look at us take all of our billions of untaxable dollars and look at us help. How about you put $4,000 into Kalispell, Levi Lusko,
right?
And make something better here?
Oh, another Skull Church tweet. Skull Church just gave 4,000 blah 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 monies to bring relief and the gospel to Haiti. If you would like to donate, go to blah 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 blah.
Yeah, if you'd like to donate to Haiti, go to thejamhole.com/donate and we'll make sure black people get it. And when I say black people, I mean me. I'll make sure I get it.
You're not black.
Thejamhole.com/donate. Fuck Haiti. Donate to us. That's right, I said it. Fuck Haiti. And fuck malaria and gonorrhea and all the other nasty shit you're going to get if you go there and you take your penis out of its little secure clean room. Check this out. There are piles of rubbish everywhere you look. Sounds like New York, right? Pigs root about in the filth and are there are open sewers between homes. The stench is overwhelming. As soon as you get out of a vehicle to start walking around, you are mobbed by a crowd of children, most of whom are obviously malnourished with pot bellies, red hair and skin that is discolored and sometimes covered in sores. Too little, too late, maybe? You can't help those people. Like, they have to deal with it and start over. Or maybe look for some oil under there so we can start a war with them. Let's do that. Maybe there's oil under Haiti.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I doubt it. We would have found it already.
I bet there is. I'm going to start that rumor. Hey. Hey, U.S. I hear word on the street is, on the Haitian street, there's oil in them there hills.
On the Haitian street?
Why do you think they're all black? Because of the oil, dude. They're covered in it. Feel them, they're greasy, right? That's the oil. Come on, that's an awful thing to say.
That was terrible.
I'm sorry. The ground isn't just mud. There are broken cans and bottles everywhere. It is one thing to gingerly pick your way through the debris, not making much progress, and another to realize that the children around you are not even wearing shoes. Huh. I saw one little boy struggling with a fresh, deep cut and watched a little girl kneel beside him to try and stem the bleeding with the corner of her filthy dress. Years of conflict and deprivation have caused immense tension in Site Soleil. You can see it in the schools where the blackboards have bullet holes in them and the benches are made of concrete so that they won't be stolen. You have bullet holes in your school's blackboards. Like, you
That's
have
not
to...
good.
We can dump all the money we want, but you guys need to, like, do stuff too, right? We
right.
can't just... I mean, we're spread pretty thin right now, if you notice or not. We have our own problems here, and then we're trying to colonize the Middle East so we can have another base there. Like, we need to just slow down for a minute. Unless there's oil, then I'll be there in a sec. But, you know, aside from that, it's a dump. Stop. You're wasting your money so that you're on Twitter looking like you give a shit. You don't give a shit. You're pretending like you give a shit, so maybe your girlfriend will think you're sensitive and fuck you. Spend that money on me. TheJamHole.com/donate.
Or
fuck
me.
Haiti.
You can spend the money on me.
The Jam Hole. We are
TheJamHole.com/donate.
Thank
please.
You. We are the
dildos.
Jam.
Okay. I like them too.
We
thank
all
you.
Are the Jam Hole.
Yes, we. Okay. You are a part of the Jam Hole. How does that feel?
And it's like a fucking this. You giving
it feels
money.
Great, thanks.
Thank you. You giving money to Haiti is like me giving money to a homeless bum. He's just going to go take and spend it on drugs. If you want to help, get some canned goods and mail them to Haiti. The post office will know where it's going. They'll get it there. Don't worry.
No shit.
Don't send them money because all these overlords that are ruling this beautiful paradise you have there are just going to spend it on more guns that they buy probably from us. So what's the point? More bullet holes in the blackboards.
You know, what are you going to do?
Unless there's oil there, like I said, then, you know, hold on.
Erato Toy says, the vibrator relief is coming. Thank you.
That just pisses. I don't know what I'm more angry about. The fact that all these people are being these fake fucks, being like, oh, look at all the money I give. Or the fact that that earthquake happened and Haiti is still there. I don't know. We got a little Jam Hole update.
Oh, yeah?
You remember our friend Foxy Roxy?
I do remember the Foxy Roxy.
Well, apparently she's been arrested.
Uh-oh.
Foxy
arrested.
Roxy is going to jail. She got in a fight at a Vegas club. She was taken into custody by local authorities, Las Vegas, after a wild party on the Strip. She was later released to her creator, the lonely Al Douglas Hines. the cybernetic slut who made her debut. Whoa, newspaper. That's pretty hot, huh? The what? Cybernetic slut.
Nice. I think that's...
Who it. Made... What?
What is that? The youngest news site or something? The youngest news something?
Young Turks?
No, it's the news place.
No, it's not. But thank you for nice derailing.
Try,
yeah.
No, I was trying to figure out who it was because it's totally a bogus thing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, she did get arrested.
She made her the sex doll here?
Yes.
The Foxy. Sex doll got in a fight and got arrested.
She made her debut at the AVN Entertainment Expo last week, had to be removed by bouncers at a hot Vegas nightclub Taboo after getting into a fist fight with Tila Tequila.
Nice. Love it.
Sources report the 5'7" bot spent much of the night partying with Tequila and Lindsay Lohan in the club's VIB room. Very important bots. A fight broke out after the web spitfire accused Roxy of having fake breasts and a plastic personality. Womp, womp.
Love it.
Womp,
womp. Oh, that's awesome. According to Hines, the anatomically correct Roxy has a full C cup and is ready for action, but blamed her antisocial behavior on Wild Wendy, one of her 5 programmable personalities. Quote, she would never have acted like that if she'd been set to mature Martha or frigid Farrah, he says. $9,000 and she's in jail. Money well spent, once again.
Yeah, no, no. It's like, hey, robot, you have fake boobs. What? It's like, no, that's just retarded.
Okay, so along with this earthquake debauchery in Haiti, did you hear?
Probably not.
Sarah Palin's new job.
Fuck, what? What is it?
I started writing a little bit about it on the show notes, Monday's show, thegemhole.com. You can read about that there or just listen. She is working for Fox News now.
Oh my. Really? Like that's
that just solidifies the fact of the image that I've always had in my head when people said the words Fox News. Just her face all
bringing the news.
I try to have kids, but they all come out retarded. Interesting.
Ham says Red Fox News.
Interesting. No. Red Fox News.
No, not Red Fox.
That's funny, though. Thank you. Oh, my Christ. Really? And like I said, unless she's like Glenn Beck's replacement or some other woman on Fox News, like, what are you doing?
Trying to make money, I guess.
Do people really, are they like, when she talks, they're like, oh, yeah. Oh,
that's so, yeah.
No, oh,
I'm totally captivated.
You
right
too.
Now.
Oh, I totally know what she's coming from. It's so hard to raise kids.
Do you see? It's in her face.
She's a hockey mom.
It's in her eyes.
Hockey man.
You see it.
Now they asked her some questions. Okay.
Okay.
God, she's so retarded. What are you gonna do? Are we doing like Fox News for kids segments now? Because I could understand her. You
know. No Lies Undead says, how can she expect for the people to get behind her when even God hates
Everyone hates her. And if you don't, if you are enlightened or intrigued at what this retard has to say, you're the retard. Okay? Newsflash. Fox Newsflash. You're the retard. So they ask her, what do your kids think about their mom starting a new job at Fox News?
They're like, yay!
They were blown away. They're like, you got a job? Wow. Someone hired you?
Kids to the TV.
We were just going to keep slinging oxys. I mean, but if you got like a real job, I guess we can stop doing that. She says, my kids think that it's great, don't you know? Because kids are sharp enough to know that the questions have to be asked. Because Fox News answers the real questions.
Right?
Or even asks the real questions. Like, really? I go to Fox for The Simpsons and news. Good, right. Guys, good. Oh, what a terrible thing. This is the apocalypse. Haiti, earthquakes, people giving money to Haiti, and now Sarah Palin. Yes, caller.
You're
what
live
the fuck
on the
do
jam
want?
Hole.
Thank you. What?
Hello?
Yes, caller. Call ended. Thank you for
Who
that.
Who the fuck was that?
I don't know. You want their number?
No, we should wait because the last
yeah,
time
I know.
To end
I know.
Up
thank
being
you. Okay,
else.
Thank you.
Okay. Why do they do that?
So what would we do without Fox News? This is what she's saying, okay? What would we do without Fox News? I don't know.
Live?
Be more educated?
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Have like another Discovery Channel. That'd
and they're
nice.
Excited about this. They watch the network too. They like New York. They like the energy and the activity here. As long as they can stay grounded with the roots that are so strong in Alaska, it's going to work out. It's a long plane flight. She says, it is a long plane flight. Plenty of reading time. And when I say reading, I mean listening, because, you know, I don't know how to read, but that's fine. Now, will your previous job as a sports reporter in Alaska help you with your new role on Fox? Now, never mind the fact that you were almost vice president. Never mind even the fact that you were a fucking governor. Hey, do you remember when you were a sports reporter in Alaska? Do you think that'll help you here on Fox News? Yes, and so much has changed, though, in the past 20-some years. Technology has so changed. Yeah, I think my parents are going to also finally be able to say, right on. You're finally putting that college education to work. It wasn't at work when you were the fucking governor of a big fucking state, right? No. Let's not. Hey, this is my ace hole in the card. No one knows that I went to college, so I'm going to save this. It wasn't at work when you were campaigning to be the fucking vice president, aka the president, because that guy was dead, pretty much. Hey, I'm glad, boy, don't you know, I'm gonna finally be able to put my college degree to work.
Oh, boy.
What is it, a BS in art? What the fuck could you possibly have graduated with?
Hey.
You're an idiot.
What do you mean a BS in art?
I mean a BS in art. What? She has no... I don't even know what the word is. She has nothing.
I have some BS in art. What the fuck?
Galactor says she went to college. This is what our colleges are producing. Yeah. Triptych says she went to 5 colleges.
5?
Oh, my wow. Christ. What, waiting to find the one that gives you grants because you have retarded genes because you're handicapped?
Probably.
Oh, look, boy, don't you know they gave me a cut on my college tuition. Something about handicapped?
Handicapped?
Huh. Oh, well. Bring on the art class. When do we finger paint? I'm hungry.
Eat the crayons.
Amazing. That blows me away. Oh, I'll finally be able to use my college degree at Fox News. Yeah, right.
No, you just read the prompter and look pretty.
Oh, my
okay.
Christ.
That's all this, you gotta do.
You guys voted for her. Do you remember that? Do you remember when you got the sticker and you put it on your car all proudly? Like, this is going to change America.
Yay.
Boy, don't you know.
Do you still
know?
See people with Sarah Palin stickers on their car?
Unfortunately,
Oh my God.
And that's sad. It is so sad.
So speaking of Canada.
That is so sad.
No, that's Alaska. Damn
I mean,
it.
We had, wow. That's why you don't do the kaboom. You leave the segues.
No, I was thinking of Switch Up Union because of the whole Canada thing.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Leave the segues. Leave the intro. Honey, I'll leave the dick sucking to you. You leave.
They're close together.
I know.
Okay.
Canada, Alaska,
it's all
Russia. I mean, am I right or am I right? So, oh God.
Can we stop talking about Sarah Palin?
No, hold on. I'm almost done. I'm almost done with this. With the success of your book, will we be seeing another Sarah Palin literary work soon? She says, oh boy, I loved writing a book. I always loved writing. It's just been a part of me, keeping journals for my entire life. Oh God, I would love to open one of those. Penning whatever I could, whenever I could, and I will do another one. Oh, we all can't wait. Me and Oprah, we can't wait for this. You have a big family, yet you're in such great shape. How do you do it? Oh boy, okay, let's be really honest. Coming off the Christmas holidays, thank you for saying that, but I have the same resolution as everybody else. I'm going to chill a little bit on the junk food, and I'm going to work out a little bit more. I need to. And you're going to do the same fucking thing everybody else did and been like, yeah, fuck that. I'm hungry. Like, that's
yeah,
you're not going to do
much.
That. You're not going to do that. Oh.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Encoding Session.
Thank you, Ustream, very much for failing us once again.
Okay, and we're back. Thank you for that, Ustream. I appreciate that.
Crash, says Amham.
Okay. Please direct your hate mail to support@ustream.com and tell them to fix their shit. So what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Sarah Palin's a fucking idiot, and she's due well that Fox hired her. You guys go hand in hand. You guys were made for each other.
Yes, for yes, reals. They were.
Okay, so January 23rd, Saturday, we're going to see Sweatshop Union in Big Sky, Montana.
That's an eight-hour drive, dude.
It's going to happen. It's going to be awesome. We're going to get a hotel room for the weekend, and we're going to just hang out, and it's going to be great. I'm excited.
I'm kind of hoping that I don't get it off just so I don't have to do that drive.
Then don't go.
Well, I want to go.
I would rather you just not went then if you're going to be like, are we there yet? Oh.
No, I won't be like that.
No, you'll be like, let me give you Roadhead to pass the time.
No, I won't. Not
if you want more credits, you'll need to.
No, MDS says, hi, D, you look pretty tonight. Thank you.
Feed the ego. Good. Keep it up.
I like
see what happens.
Ego.
I know.
Thank you, MDS. Oh, Soft Paco's back.
Okay, so let's talk about our economy.
All right.
You finally figured out, through the help of your friend here, and I want to say, Ashley, you were on my side about this, right? Women need penis in their mouth, correct?
Yes.
If they want to run the world like they think they do, which in most cases they do, they need penis in the mouth, right?
It's funny because every time Dana looks at me, like with this evil, you know, but she knows even when it's just me and her, I'm on the dick sucking side. So she can't really get mad at me when I... when I'm still on the dick-sucking side.
Right. Now, we've been watching Rome.
Yes.
First season. What'd you think? Good?
I love it.
Love
it's
it.
Great.
Good show.
Caesar died painfully.
I didn't see that coming.
No, not at
like,
all. Total.
What a twist, man. All of a sudden, they started stabbing him. I was like, they killed Caesar? What the fuck?
Oh, my God.
That's not how it was. Oh, wait.
Wait.
Oh, it says right here he was killed. Oh, okay, cool. what a fucking twist, right? Now, it's kind of becoming clear who's really running the Republic.
The bitches. All the women.
Now, would those women still be running said Republic without the use of the tool penis in the mouth? Nay, they would not be.
I haven't really seen too much penis in the mouth on that show. It's been mostly sex, okay?
It's right, but... same thing.
It's been consummation.
In the show. Exactly.
The consummating.
A lot of fucking and sucking. I don't think they would... we would be like, oh, are you talking again? Go. Men are doing business. But then the woman's like, penis in the mouth. And the guy's like, what do you think, honey? I'm so interested.
No.
Now, what made you change? Is it the fact that the other day I was like, I'll give you $10 if you suck my dick?
No, I asked you for $10 after we had sex.
Is that prostitution?
Maybe.
Okay.
I just want $10.
And I just want my dick sucked. Do you see how this works now? We have a little economy going here where because I have a job and she doesn't really.
What? I have a job.
And I'm the breadwinner here. That when she needs money, she now knows that I will give her money if penis in the mouth.
Suck a little dick, get a little cash.
Well,
how's that working out so far?
No, dude, I just saw a movie.
Who went to a movie today?
I did.
Who got gas in their car?
I did.
And who got penis in the mouth?
Yeah.
You did.
You did.
Yeah, and I got almost pissed off while I was giving you a blow. I actually gave you a blow job today before the show.
Now why, though?
Because it took like 20 fucking minutes.
Why
did
you not?
And you kept moving your dick around, and I can't keep it in my mouth if you keep moving it around, and
you
your feet are flying all over the fucking place.
You got to track
my arm off. What?
Track it better.
Hold the fuck still, you little twitch shit.
Learn to suck better.
What?
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I really don't know what to say about all that.
He's a little twitching shit. He's like...
He's like... Sisico.
But now, why didn't you want to... Why did you suck the cock?
I didn't want to pull my tampon out.
Aha. Uh-huh. I didn't want to pull my tampon out. Did you hear that, guys? And that's cool. I'll take it. I'll allow it.
No lies.
I know
about
you're
going to
complain about that. Are you?
No, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying
that, right?
That it's good. That. It's about time that she's come over and been like, I can use this to my advantage. You're a user like the rest of the ungrateful bitches in the world. High five. But no, it's good, right? You can use that to your advantage and get things you might not normally get.
Well, dude, it's just I hate fucking when you're in a bitchy ass mood because you get in a stupid asshole-ish fucking mood if we don't fuck for like 2 days.
I know.
You're a total douchebag.
It's the semen's fault. It's all the killer semen. It's all the killer semen.
Asshole.
Killer semen.
Asshole. Cunt. You're a total fucking douchebag when you do that.
Well, and how did you remedy the situation?
I just fuck you, and it's okay.
Problem solved.
But I don't want to fuck you all the goddamn time.
Which is when you go for...
I don't want to give you a blowjob either.
Well, I don't want to give you money all the time, so...
You gave me $10.
So far.
And it, when...
And there's plenty more where that came from.
My ex, he gave me lots of money. He'd give me like $40 just to go, you know, and then he'd give me like $100. And but I sucked his dick all the time.
All the time.
Whenever he asked.
Right, and in turn...
Which was, you know, every...
Did he ask you every day?
Not every day, but...
See, it's only every day right now because it's like, I'm like, wow, I'm finally...
Because you're deprived.
Right, I'm finally getting it. Totally deprived, thank you. I shed a tear.
I know, that's such a sad story.
But after like a week of it, I'm not gonna... If you tried to suck my dick every day, I'd be like, I just need to chill for a minute. Like, I'm good. It's just you gotta get over that hump. Initially, and then I think you'll be good to
He'd
go.
He'd also help me, though, too. It wasn't, I didn't, you know.
Right, like paid your rent and stuff like that.
Oh, no, I mean, like, he'd like jerk it a little bit. So
oh, like help you. Give you a helping hand.
We were married. We lived together.
I understand.
No, and you do that too, but like he gets weird. He like pushes it down and he like holds it up and he like
moves
it all over the place and it's like it like comes out the side of my face and shit and I'm like, dude.
A lot of what that is because I have that scar now, so there's a good portion of the middle of my dick that like has no feeling in it. So I'm like trying to move it around to get her mouth and tongue on the part that there is feeling on and then
that's a sad story, too.
I know. Oh, and gosh. I don't know if I'll ever have full feeling back in my penis.
Yeah, and like the whole time, your dick was kind of soft.
I'm going to sue.
Okay. Like, I couldn't get you like completely hard. Like, you have to like
that's because
push it
you
down
know why?
To make it all hard.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because you weren't being sexy at all about it. You were like, just let me put this in my mouth. And it was like a dog kind of doing it. You were just like, get this over with. Like, there was no... Well, it was like something you had. It was like something I paid you to do. Huh. Weird.
See, this is a sad story because I totally know how Dana feels about it also. And being your friend, I feel bad. Like,
oh, yeah, I do, too. Of. I wish she loved to suck cock, but, you know.
But not every girls everywhere don't love to suck dick, though. I mean,
I understand
that's a problem.
That. Just all of the ones I dated.
It's that's a problem.
Yeah, well. Well, I was spoiled. I was spoiled. What can I say?
What do you
I'm
mean
sorry.
It wasn't being sexy about it? Like, I was trying to be sexy at first and stuff, but then after it started taking forever, it was like I was doing push-ups. I'm like, ah!
It started right after the time that you said, I don't want to fuck you because I don't want to take my tampon out. I think
I didn't say that.
Probably the time
No, I didn't say that. I asked you. I said, do you just want a blowjob? And you're like, whatever you want. Yes.
Absolutely.
He did.
Yes.
He was like, whatever you want, and then it registered. He's like, yes, yes, I do. Just blowjob. Yes.
Okay, now do you think it's weird that Josh at Big Mouse, he's engaged to a chick, and her complaint is that she doesn't get fucked enough. Josh isn't satisfying her.
Maybe he's got issues, I don't know.
He's satisfying Eve, the online MMORPG, you fucking dork.
Well,
but he's not satisfying his girl. And she sucks his cock all the time. Now, but that's what I'm saying. Would you rather, because you're not happy this way where I just constantly bug you, but would you be happy in the other way where, like, I never want to do it and I'm always playing video games like Josh from Big Mouse?
That no. would drive her.
See, I was with a guy before, Gabe, the guy that's getting married now, the one that has Heather, the girlfriend that we all called or whatever. Because she drove me nuts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because she posted a picture and phone number of you up on 4chan, right?
Right, right, right.
And we flooded her mailbox.
Yes, that one.
Right.
I remember her.
I do remember.
Her boyfriend, my ex, he used to play video games nonstop. He would play WoW. He would play Tales of Legendia. He would play fucking...
Tales of Vagina.
Tales of Vagina. No.
Funny enough, that was the one title he was never interested in.
Well, no, he would play video games all the time. And, like, I'd try to distract him and get him away from it, but he just, you know... didn't and it drove me nuts.
Right.
So,
but so which is worse? I guess is what I'm asking. Or do they both just suck?
They both just suck.
And you just
dude.
Wish you could have it just whenever you wanted it, everything your way, like Burger King, right?
That's how you want it.
Well, right, but I'm the man, so we have to, it's totally different, right? Oh, wait, do you guys want to be treated equal? Do you guys want equality? Did you guys want to be treated equal still? I'm sorry.
Of course I do.
Okay. Anything a man can do, right?
Yes.
I know.
God.
I know you can.
No, but dude, I just...
You can, and she probably can, but some chicks out there, Sarah Palin, cannot.
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 No, but dude, it just... I guess,
would,
like,
you stop having kids if everyone that came out of your vagina was, like, Downs?
Yes, I would. Fucking I would kill them.
Like, right?
I'd
like,
be like, in fucking Sparta, you're religious. Dude, I'd look at it and be like, push.
You're religious. A sign from God much? All of your kids are retarded, literally, not metaphorically, figuratively, or
no,
jokingly.
Really? They really?
Like, for reals, your kid has extra chromosomes.
Extra chromosomes.
Right. Like, stop. I would stop.
Well,
and then since, I would go work for Fox News.
Since, you know, we've been having sex and stuff, like, for the past, like, what, 4 days?
I know. You
days?
Have been satisfying the fuck out of me for the last, like, week.
It's good.
What happened? Did you cheat on me?
No.
What what happened?
It's me. It's
is it
all
you?
Me. I'm telling her. I'm working behind the scenes. I'm like,
my
just
undercover operative.
Fucking make him happy.
Spy versus spy.
No, like,
over
what
here?
Did I say yesterday?
I'm like,
I was like, I got
subliminal. I'm like, Dana, suck dick.
Really? That's because I do that too. When she's sleeping, I'm like, you want my penis in your mouth?
You
want
to wake up and suck some dick?
No.
You want my penis in your mouth?
No, but
I,
like, yesterday I was like, I gotta go home.
Good things will come to you.
Because it came down to that. I was like, how much money do I have to pay you right now to just suck my fucking dick?
And $10?
I'm like, $5? $10?
$10?
And she was like, no. But then she's like, oh, but I'm broke and I want to go to this movie. I'm like,
I didn't even ask you that till after we fucked, you dumbass.
No, I know.
$10 was all that came of it.
And then I was
I
like,
just want $10.
That's we'll good. Do a little. And I mentioned this a long time ago in a show and you were like, no, fuck that. But well, now you're coming around to it, and I'm glad.
No,
that's
because
good.
You're really fucking annoying to be around when you're not getting laid. You're like,
I know
like a fucking
I know.
Child.
Tell me about
a
it.
A fucking
that's,
child.
That's my ball's fault.
No, you're 29 years old. You shouldn't be acting like a goddamn 14
I'm
year
in
old.
My prime,
I need
damn
my
it.
Penis in something.
I know.
Women actually hit their prime, like their sexual peak at like 39.
I'm getting there. I'm just practicing. But I'm just saying, is this better than the alternative where I, like, never pay attention to you? I'm always playing video games and that?
Yes, this is better than the alternative.
My life's better than yours, Josh.
I wouldn't put up with that. I wouldn't put up with it. The whole video. I've never been with a guy that was into, like, video games and all
more
that.
More than pussy, right?
Yeah, right. Like, I
hey,
would.
Josh, you know how I know you're gay? Mm.
As he's playing his video games, I would be packing everything of mine and
see,
walking out the door.
I just went fishing a lot. I really went fishing a lot. That was pretty much it. But, and I've been being really sweet lately. You notice
yeah.
that?
You bought me a rose.
I did.
And then I turned around and gave it to her.
Yeah, you're.
She's
dumbass.
Like, why don't you ever get me flowers? I'm like, I got you this one.
See, it's funny because that doesn't really
you were
work.
Laughing.
It's like, do things for him that you want done for you. Guys don't like flowers.
I don't. They really don't give a fuck
I know,
about
that's,
flowers.
I'm like sitting here doing
I'm trying
something
to be
on
sweet.
The I'm doing something on the side, and she's like, look, I got you a flower. I'm like, go put it somewhere. I don't. What do you want me to do with it? Dance a tango? Like, what do you want right now?
And then I got him chocolate cheesecake too.
That
though,
was
so.
I did eat that ASAP.
I knew you would want that.
Right, because I was.
And what did I make for you?
Because I was baked as.
What did I make
fuck.
For you the night before last?
Good chicken fett Alfredo.
No, do you even know what it's called?
Chicken fettuccine Alfredo. That's what you
it's
made.
Linguine, not fettuccine.
Well, same fucking thing. The noodles are a little wider.
No, actually, it's skinnier. You're
no,
skinnier.
But yeah, you have been. And Nolly's Undead has a great point. Flowers can't suck dick. That is true. Flowers cannot.
No, they can't, but they smell good. And it's a nice gesture once in a while.
Which is weird. Remember, guys, when we
show
first
me you care about me,
up,
damn it.
And she's like, I'm not into any of that faggot girl shit. Oh, hey, your ovaries are showing. My balls itch.
Well,
like, do you remember that? Do you remember when your balls itched?
And remember when you were like, I wanted to be more sensitive and stuff and blah, blah, blah.
Okay, that was my bad.
Okay, so you got it, and now I want
okay,
well,
let's try that again. I want her to suck more dick. No. You're actually, I have been very satisfied lately, and I thank you for that.
You better fucking thank me for
I pay for it! You better thank me, you fucking bitch.
Why don't you show me you love me by doing something sweet for me?
I do. All the time.
What?
All the time.
What?
Pay your rent? Bills.
You shut up.
No, it's does. Funny because I heard that a lot, too.
Yeah,
I pay
no,
for this,
I mean,
and
I do.
That.
But in between running this site and working a lot more than you do, like, I don't have time to, like, go get you flowers and set shit up like I did when we were first together, you know?
Yeah.
I'm trying
to
take you to hospital. I try and do nice things for you when I can. I definitely do, but...
Like, I'm gonna... All right, Erotic Toys. Like, I'm gonna write down that tracking number in the middle of my show. Email it to me.
Oh, here, hold on.
Jamhole.com.
It's 940-55-036... Now, fuck you, Mike. Get out of here.
God, email it to me for fuck's sake.
He's just fucking with you. All right, so...
So are you're happy with everything that's going on now?
So far,
because
yeah.
Because the other day before the show, I was like, I even told Ashley, I was like, I gotta go home and fuck him so he's in a good mood for the show.
And
you were in a good mood for the show.
Amazing, right? Like
and
clockwork.
She texted me, he's in a good mood for the show.
Like
oh,
clockwork,
good.
Right? Amazing how that works. But if you would have listened to what I
but
said,
what
like
I hear a lot about your guys' sex life.
Oh, I'm sure you and like everyone listening right now. But if you would have done that, like oh, I don't know, 6 months ago when I first mentioned, hey, suck my dick and fuck me when I ask, and everything will be kosher.
Well,
then everything would be great.
What happens when I don't want to fuck? Like, what happens
then
if
we,
I just don't feel
we
good?
We call it rape and hope you don't call the cops.
No, seriously. Like, I've been doing this for a little while now. We've been fucking, like, every day. I'm not going to want to fuck every single day.
And
you know?
I'm not going to either. It's just getting over that buildup of fucking, you know, frustration and shit. Like, after, like, tomorrow, I'm not going to want to fuck, I'm sure. But I will tonight after
anyway.
The show.
I'm gonna fuck you anyway.
Only because your pussy's bleeding and I find that oddly sexy.
What?
Just something about being able to like paint war paint on your face and like dance around like Lord of the Flies, man. It just.
Oh my God.
Especially when there's flies.
You can swim in the Red River, you just can't drink from it.
Alright, next question. What would Jamhole do? This has been an ongoing series by our friend Dr. Brendanos. Quick one for today here. Ready. This applies to all of y'all. All
right, I'm ready.
You are contacted by a serial killer in a quandary. This serial killer cannot decide whether to kill 5 of your nearest and dearest friends and family or whether to go to Florida and slaughter 25 random strangers instead. The serial killer will do what you tell them. They will never reveal your decision to anybody else. Once you make up their mind, you will never hear from them again. If this question is too easy, then add a bunch of good quality wrappers and a bag of fresh kittens to the Florida option. Dr. Brendanos.
Aw.
Yeah, that one is kind of easy. Kill my family. I'm going to get bank, nigga!
Oh my God, dude.
Hey, if Haiti can fucking have fake earthquakes and be like, oh, hey, man, give us money because we suck. Then I can kill my family. No, I'm kidding.
No,
obviously,
don't kill your family.
Fuck Florida. Kill 25 of them. You can kill 30 of them and tell them I said so.
Hey, what if it's like my family down there?
Oops.
Your extended family?
Oops.
Oh. They're not extended. They're family.
Would you rather 25 down there or 5 up here? Your dad included.
Yeah, that would be all
okay,
of us.
No, they'd
right
all
here.
Be in Florida. They'd be in Florida. Kill everyone in Florida. I don't care.
Exactly.
Cool.
Hey, can you just kill everyone in Florida except for MDS and any other listeners we might have down there?
Then it'd just be a party state for us to go to.
I know. The big old dick.
It'd be the Jamhole state.
Jamholia.
Hell yeah.
Until God.
I'd be queen.
Until God sucked it back into the abyss from whence it came.
I know, right?
What do you think, Ashley? 5 or 25?
25, for
25,
sure.
25, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you very much.
I think so, too.
Animal lovers, be warned.
Are you an animal rapist? What's up?
Yes.
Okay.
A little bestiality tonight?
Yes,
a little. You can always do with a little bestiality.
It's a little bestiality only because it involves a rabbit.
Mm.
It'd be big beast. Okay.
Okay.
Abel Aguirre, 38, of Chelsea, was convicted yesterday of animal cruelty for having sex with his roommate's
dog.
Bunny rabbit.
Oh, it was really a bestiality story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we roll. When Ashley...
How do you have sex with a rabbit? Those claws on their back feet. You ever try to pick up a rabbit?
Yeah, dude.
They're like,
it's a rabbit. I'm sure you can.
Like, hey.
No, they hurt when you pick them up, dude. They fucking have
maybe
huge
he tied
claws.
Yeah, no,
together.
You pick up a rabbit and you start to bring it near your dick, and it's like, oh, I used to have balls. Have you seen my... Oh, wait, yeah, there no. they are, bloody and mangled on the floor.
Rabbits are seriously vicious creatures, man.
We used to have one, and, like, you'd try to, like, take it out of the cage, and its back legs would just go crazy, uh-huh. like, clawing.
I had very, very many bunnies. Actually, I had four, and then I ended with up with, like, a million.
Multiple. Yeah, how do you have sex with a bunny?
Very fucking carefully. Well, you declaw
I know
them.
How, but...
You tape them up so they don't move, and then you just fuck them.
Oh,
that's
that
how
I
have
a taped up kitty.
That's how I,
don't like
I would have sex with a
there
bunny.
Was this cat that got all
yeah,
taped
see,
up.
MDS knows. Probably duct tape involved. Yeah, probably. let's see. Sexual rabbit. Roommate's rabbit. It wasn't even your rabbit, dude. You fucked your roommate's rabbit.
I would be so pissed.
This is a guy who maybe doesn't get his dick sucked and as so much as he needs, you know?
And to see if everybody would just suck a little more dick.
That's all I'm saying.
Our
women,
rabbits would be fine.
Women, do you want to see poor bunnies get fucked? Just suck a little more dick.
Save a rabbit, suck
we'll
a dick.
Pay you to do it. That's cool. I'm okay with that. I will pay you to suck this cock. It's fine.
Oh my
it's
God.
Just fine.
Especially
but you gotta
a pot.
Yeah, but you gotta step it up. Fucking rabbits. Are you kidding?
That's intense.
I would go find something a little
does he have
less.
A reason? Does it have any quotes from the guy at
a
all?
Reason?
Or what?
What kind of reason would justify that?
I was horny as fuck.
And there was a little rabbit over in the
fluffy
cage.
Fluffy bunny, man.
Well, I could see, like, you know, having a rabbit fur and, like, rubbing your
I
dick on
it,
because that's really soft.
Fucking
you know?
I don't know.
I would
like,
go,
I'd do that.
I would go chinchilla, probably.
Chinchilla?
Much
chinchilla.
Softer. Much softer. He faces up to 2 years in a correction, $2,500 fine. He assaulted the rabbit June 1st, 08.
And a life of embarrassment.
Yeah. Now, in longevity in the Jam Holes Hall of Shame. His roommate told investigators she came home and found blood and clumps of rabbit fur and nuts all over the floor in the bathroom and a claw belonging to the bunny. See, he did. He took the claws out. You have to. You can't fuck
so,
a bunny.
That's so terrible torture. Oh, my God, dude.
I would just cut, like, Lucky Rabbit's foot. Not anymore.
I mean, how was he? He just decided he was going to pick the bunny apart and then fuck it. And that's, his roommate wouldn't notice.
Canadian
know,
cute,
right?
Canadian cutie says, would you like us to send you a rabbit, Matt?
I'm getting a rabbit.
I'm good with rabbits. I never want to have another rabbit
dude,
as a pet.
I had
they were
four
the
of
worst
them.
Pet. They don't lay eggs, first of all, like in that fucking commercial. Totally misleading.
You gotta get a Cadbury bunny.
Oh, is that...
Yeah, they gotta go buck, 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 buck.
Okay. That was my problem.
Golden chocolate eggs.
That was my problem then.
Anyway.
So check this out. This is brilliant.
Okay.
Clumps of rabbit fur on the bathroom floor and a claw, right? Obviously belonging to the bunny. In his room, she found a used condom with
what?
Rabbit fur on it. Well, you don't know if rabbits have AIDS or whatnot.
Oh, my God.
Right? You don't know. The rabbit was a hoe. She was all loose and shit. I've wrapped it up twice. A condom with rabbit fur on it. The rabbit was injured, bleeding, and crying in the corner.
Oh, my God, that's right. Rabbit's
quote.
Cry. Oh, my God.
Now, would you rather see... Would you rather hear...
Oh, my God.
This is why you don't do a show with women.
Pull yourself together, but
this
with
is
women.
Why.
Fuck off.
No, dude. If you've heard the sound... It would be like, oh my God.
That's my, actually.
Like. That reminds me of the Distorted View bunny crushing video. Dude,
I
they
took,
fucking scream. They cry.
Yep,
rabbits cry.
So do lobsters as I throw them in boiling water.
Yeah, but no, bunnies, it sounds like a child.
Jack Me Off 18 says, DV, yes. I actually took that audio and made it my alarm clock wake up sound on my phone.
No. It does. That's what
I'm
it sounds
up.
Like, dude. It's
I'm
like
up.
Awful.
Yeah, no, it was
no,
horrible.
No, like, they seriously scream. Could you imagine it laying on the floor fucking crying? A bunny crying?
After
getting
being
fucked?
Raped in its ass? Yeah, right?
That's so sad.
My poor bunny.
Well, if it's not dead, then the dude must not have had a very big penis.
My jaw hit the floor, one juror said, about the disturbing testimony. The rabbit has died, but not of its injuries. It died inside.
What, it didn't die of its injuries?
No. It died... It killed itself, is, I think, what they're saying.
Oh, my God.
Little bunny suicide.
See, I had four rabbits when I was a kid. I had No, three. Patches, Snowflake, and Black Eye or whatever. And Snowflake kept getting pregnant from Black Eye. And I had a whole other cage with like 40 fucking bunnies in it. And I never really picked them up because they had the back claws and stuff. But they're real fun to like play with.
You got
to
have those things declaw. And that sucks.
My
like,
dad
I would
killed
never,
it and like made me eat it, though.
I would never declaw a cat. But like if you're going to have a rabbit, it's not as chill as a cat. And if you want to pet it, you almost have to do that because... Mm. They're so, like, I don't know. It's, why do you have a rabbit as a pet? That's so dumb.
Well, they're really cool. Like,
they just sit there and go.
And they're so scared.
Yeah, all the time. Like,
well,
chill,
no,
dude.
If you keep, okay.
Take a pill.
The bunnies I had, dude. If you have, like, the bunny as it's a baby and raise it in the house with you and stuff, like, they will use a litter box. And they're super cool. They'll come up and sit with you like a cat. They're almost just like a cat.
MDS
they
has a good
around
point. How does Ashley know it was bunny ass sex and not regular bunny sex? Maybe he fucked it in the little bunny vagina. You don't know. Were you there? You fuck bunnies?
Was it a male or female bunny? We don't know.
We don't know. We'll never know.
I just assumed it was in its ass. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, from...
Did you really think about... I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, hey, Newsy's in the chat. Hi, Newsy.
Thank you.
Just saying.
Okay, you are... Oh, hey, Amham's in the chat. Hey, Amham. Oh, hey, Bird35. Hey, Arado Toys. Hi, Frank. Hi, Jack Mehoff. Hi, MDS. Hey, long time no see. Newsy, hey. Oh, look, Red Fox in the chat. Hey, Red Fox. Trip Tyke. Oh, hey. Ty
Bird,
Crom.
35. What's
Ty Crom. Oh, wait, is this Tyler? No, for real. Like, is this Tyler that's
hey,
coming with me
out.
To... No, oh, hold on. Hey. You going to sweatshop?
I was just saying hi to the dude that wants to suck your dick. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, she's sucking dick much better now. So I'm not going to need that unless she stops. Then I'll probably still need that.
Anyway.
Oh, word. Yeah, this is Tyler. Tyler in the chat. A good friend of mine. We lived together for a while doing Alamon shit. He's going to come down with us to sweatshop. Sweatshop Union. Woo. January 23rd, Big Sky, Montana. Going to be a good time. Any fans we have in Big Sky? Do we have listeners in Big Sky?
I don't know.
Huh. I've never been to Big Sky, so I don't know. It'll be a good
time,
though.
Where is Big Sky?
It's 8 hours away towards Bozeman, I think. I don't know. I don't even know where it's at. We'll figure it out before we go. Anyway, from sad bunnies to your personal favorite. Mm-hmm. Sad kittens.
Sad kittens, no.
A man who allegedly killed 8 cats he owned during a day of violence.
Whoa, that wouldn't be a fucking regular
his cats.
Day.
Whoa.
That wouldn't be a regular day. Of course, it's a day of violence, you fucknut.
Maybe it is.
Your cat.
You don't know this guy. Maybe it's just another day in the in Haiti. It's what we got to do in Haiti.
Kitty Massacre.
Kitty Massacre. It's a
I don't
good
like
band
that.
Name.
I don't like it.
So he drowned. This guy's 59. Drowned his cats and then attacked their bodies with a claw hammer just to make sure they're dead. A claw hammer! To the head.
To the head. Why? Why would you do that?
Because you're 59 and crazy because your wife doesn't suck cock anymore. I don't know.
Is that what it says?
He faced 7 charges. He made no plea and his case was adjourned by the magistrate. Police allege on the day he killed the cats, October 29th last year, he also assaulted his daughter, Kim's de facto partner. I don't like
what
these
the
cats.
Fuck?
I don't like... Your lesbian girlfriend. Oh, no, it's a dude. I don't like your boyfriend.
Okay.
Smash the front windshield of his car. On the same day. That's like crazy killing spree shit. Like, I'm going to take out all my anger about you.
Columbine style.
On this. What?
Fly all day and my chat says, I would jam it in your hole.
Cool.
Just saying.
Cool. I would too. I absolutely would too.
I love these dumbasses that come in my chat and drop really lame pickup lines.
Not a good day for cats or bunnies. You know who it's also not a good day for?
You.
No, it's a great day for me. Courtney okay. Love. Not a good day.
It's Have never you a love? Good day for Courtney Love.
Do you know, right? Hey, do you remember Courtney Love?
Yes, unfortunately
oh,
I do.
Oh, Christ. Those doll parts need an upgrade, honey. Okay, moving on. That was the only joke I had about that. She lost custody of her daughter, right? You remember that?
Yeah.
Frances being farmer. She was old enough. She got her money from her dad's death or whatever. And mom, drug addict, just crazy bitch, is like trying to spend all this money. And Frances is like, nah, I'm going to leave if you keep this shit up. She's like, fuck it, leave, I dare you. She's like, all right, I'm old enough, I'm out. She left, took the money with her.
Right.
Courtney Love now, this is so fucking horrible. She went to a tattoo parlor.
Okay.
Gonna increase the old collection of body art.
All right.
With
on her body, it's not so pretty.
Not art.
No.
No.
It's like graffiti.
Surreal nightmare.
Like nasty. Like
surreal Toy Story 3 nightmare. Well, she thought she would beautify herself with a series of flower tattoos on her arms, breasts, chest, and back.
Okay.
Do you know she has breasts now also?
No, I did not know that.
Money can buy you pretty much whatever.
Where is she getting money? She doesn't do anything anymore.
I know. Hey, when's the... Your last album sucked. No, wait. All of your albums have sucked.
The last time I saw her was on some kind of roast.
The last time I saw her...
Pamela Anderson roast, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was her, a Pamela Anderson roast.
Ugh.
And she was roasting her.
There ain't a fucking... Big,
and she
big
looked
to
just like she always
pig.
Says, like, legs all spread with a dress on, like, I gotta go smoke some more crack now.
Come fill this hole, sexy.
I know, right?
Mommy's like, got some for
you. She talks
ya.
Like, hey, blah, 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 like, hey, Pamela Anderson,
yeah,
you're
she's
so
like
beautiful, and blah, blah, blah.
She's like Paris Hilton times about 20 years to the third power of fucking drugs.
Yeah, I know. It's
so
disgusting.
She gets all these done, right? And she has a Twitter, of course.
Of course.
Big stanky hoe at Big
every,
Stanky
every
Ho.
Every stanky hoe has to have
right.
Twitter. I
so
included.
She posts these pictures on Twitter of her like semi-naked body covering up these, and they're like flower, but they're dumb. They're like these little.
Do you have a picture of it?
Yes, they're these little cartoony flowers. I'll put these at thejamhole.com in the show notes. But like, fucking really, Courtney Love. Look at that. Disgusting. Complete and utter disgusting. So this morning I woke up and I, you know, I checked my email before I go to work. So let the car
I woke
up.
Up and jerked off.
And I went to Twitter and I got the fail whale.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps this is why.
Hmm? Maybe.
Maybe. You
those
broke
are,
Twitter.
Those are really crappy flowers,
you,
dude. Like,
I know. You're
Courtney
Love.
Something.
The last time
they're
I
like
saw
tiny,
you,
tiny like quarter-sized flowers, just like placed.
They're
around.
So stupid. The last time I saw you, you were carrying a shotgun on your way to go talk to your husband. So I don't know what happened there, but these are horrible and ugly. She posted pictures of the process on her Twitter page. And she sat in the studio chair. Can you imagine the guy that had to do those tattoos? He's like, I don't have enough rubber gloves to protect me from this. You are disgusting. The pictures show a semi-naked Love covering her modesty with one hand. Her modesty. Her boobs. The tattooist can also be seen working on her back. Love is makeup-free in the shots. Maybe that's her problem.
She needs makeup.
Makeup. Makeup is the biggest lie of all. Let me tell you something. Enron? Uh-uh. Makeup. And dim lighting
good
in
thing
bars.
I look her without makeup too.
Yeah, you're lucky. You're lucky. That's her 17-year-old daughter was placed under temporary guardianship of her grandmother and his sister Kimberly Dawn Cobain in December, giving rise to speculation that she had a drug relapse. No.
No way.
Get the fuck out of here,
Courtney.
Get out of here. She writes on her Facebook status update, quote, I hate to sound cold, but any kid of mine who pulls this shit has lost her position. She was deceptive. She lied, and she's lying to herself. My daughter is not always honest. Huh. Wonder where she got that from, cover-up queen. Right. I didn't kill Kurt. Not me. Oh, that's sad. But you can get... You could cover your body in flowers. It will not help. There is no coming back from what you've done. At all.
No, she...
Ever.
Yeah, no. No. She looked good at one point.
It really? I don't know.
Well, she
I
looked
never,
a lot better than she does now. She's all cracked out and horrible.
All I really remember of her was that Doll Parts music video. And I was just like... She's hot in like a Twiggy, Marilyn Manson, Twiggy Ramirez kind of way. But like, yeah, that's about it. Like, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Fucking... Those flowers look stupid though.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you used to be a rock star. You got little 16-year-old whore tattoos now. That's not, like, I expect, I don't know, when musicians get tattoos, they're usually, like, really awesome and intricate and, like, really cool stuff. You got, like, a fucking, like, when the tattoo parlors around here give away free tattoos on the radio, like, you call in and you're number 10, you get the free tattoo, and you go in, and they're like, you can have either the star or the flower. And they're like, you know, a quarter size. That's what they are. Like, you are really broke. You fucked up.
You fucked up.
Should have been nicer to your daughter and not killed your husband. Fuck, dude.
Dumb bitch.
All right. Well, you know how we're always talking about women are horrid drivers. Horrible drivers.
Sure.
Do you have to get out of here soon?
Yeah.
Is there anything you wanted to talk about while you're here, while we got you on?
No, not necessarily.
I just want to say... thank you for being on my side. I mean, the winning side, obviously, yes. Right? I mean, let's be honest.
You give some, you get some.
If you're a chick, you get boobs, but in return, you gotta suck a dick here and there. Right. That's just life. That's gotta life,
suck
right?
Suck a dick and save a bunny.
That's right. I couldn't have said better myself. So, how's everything going? Work good? You working?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool.
I noticed.
I work just to pay.
Just enough?
My rent and my car payment, and that's it.
Yeah.
Except I don't have a man to fill my tank and give me the finer things in life.
What I mean.
Without him, you and I would be living together, a couple of broke ass bitches.
Probably. We would. I would walk to work,
just so you know.
Wait till you go to Vegas. That's all I'm saying. Just don't get killed down there. Don't buy crack from the black guys.
I promise
you want crack, buy coke from the white guys, bring it back to your hotel room, and turn it into crack. Don't buy crack from the black guys. That's all I'm saying. Buy coke from the white guys. Make the crack yourself. Okay? Right. You'll thank me. Trust me. You'll thank me.
All right. Definitely. I was thinking about doing shrooms when we went to Seize Humanity.
Maybe.
Shrooms, I think it'll be fun.
I noticed you're still living in that house.
Yeah.
Last time, a couple times ago, we had you on the show. You were like, the landlord is creepy as fuck. He's stalking me. I'm going to get the fuck out of there. Did you not get evicted?
No, I didn't.
You guys talked it out, broed it out?
Yeah.
So what's up? Is he still not creepy?
Well, no, he is, but I don't see him as often, so that's great. He doesn't really come around that much, so.
You hate moving more than he is creepy?
Yeah, I'd rather not move right now.
Plus, it's like a really nice area that you're in. It's like
really,
right there.
It's not a really nice
area. Well, not really nice area. I'm just saying it's like
dump.
Very
yeah,
convenient.
It's actually kind of a shithole.
It's a huge dump. I've seen your neighbors.
I like
it's
her
a dump.
Apartment. It's just in a very convenient area. Like, it's on the way to like everything for me.
It's very convenient for Dana. That's
it
why
is.
I stay.
You have to stay there, damn it. When you lived all the way out at your parents' house, I was going to come out there every fucking day.
Yeah, well, I stay there because it is convenient and it's cheap. So, I mean,
yeah,
and it's not a bad apartment.
You're not far away from anything. So,
I'm glad that you are teaching her the ways of the woman, and I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I try.
Dana, thank you.
Just enjoy it.
Oh,
until I get pissed at you again. I don't do it for another week.
I know, really. Whatever. Just.
I'll just send her home to
well,
you.
Well, you're jumping her shoulder. Like, that's one thing I always hated with Joe, too. Like, all of a sudden, I just have a dick poking me. And he'd be like, baby.
I do that more
baby,
for
baby.
Just...
I'm like, if you, you know, suck my neck a little. Or,
and honestly,
you know,
I
my titties.
I do that more just for fun. Like, I'm not going to expect to get my dick sucked like, if I just pull my pants down and be like, here's my penis.
Like,
it's more
you do,
like,
and then you get mad if I don't touch it.
I don't get
that's
really
guys
mad.
Guys think that's cute.
No, it's because it starts out as a joke, but then she gets all pissed, and then I get mad, and then that's the end of it. But it totally starts out as a joke. Like,
well, check this out.
Here's
okay,
my penis.
And that's when you should fuck, when you guys are pissed. Just
I know. She doesn't
just
understand
fuck.
That.
I mean, seriously, like, even
dude,
when you
like, when he pisses me off, I don't
want to
fuck
you
him.
Have to transform.
He doesn't get it.
I understand that. Like, I know. It's like the last thing you want to do is give in and actually fuck this motherfucker, but then you do and it's the greatest sex
ever. No, because
you
see what the problem is usually when couples have makeup sex, they're usually not arguing about sex. It's something else.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay. See, you're like, sorry. We make up. But because you're arguing about sex, you don't want to have makeup sex because that's what you are, you see?
I can see shit. Yeah. I can see how you wouldn't want to give in to that.
Like, right. Dude, but you need to anyways. He pisses me off one day about the whole blowjob thing, right? And, like, I'm getting pissed off about it and stuff. And we go to lay down, and he starts trying to come on to me. And I'm like, dude, you just fucking pissed me off so bad about sex. What in your right fucking mind makes you think that I want to have sex right now? And he's like, he thinks it's something to cheer you up. He thinks that sex cheers you up.
Because you can't I could
as
be
a cheering up mechanism thing. It doesn't work like that.
I could be in the worst mood ever. Still. If unzip pants, penis in your mouth, I'm back to normal. It's like I'm on
it's
E.
The cure.
I'm on E, and then as you suck the dick, the tank fills up, and then all in your mouth, and then I'm good.
We're back.
Okay.
Amham wants to see you, Ashley. He wants to know if you're as sexy as you sound.
Show us boobs in 3, 2,
no,
one.
I'm not showing any boobs. No boobs.
Okay.
Stop it. Anyway.
All right. Well,
I can see is fucking Buddy Christ in the camp.
You're almost off probation, huh?
Yeah, I only have 2.5 months.
Are you excited for that?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going really well. I got not all my fines paid, but the majority.
Are you coming to Florida with us?
I'd like
in
to.
In September?
I would absolutely like to.
We might not even come back from Vegas. What the fuck
are
you talking about, Florida?
We're coming back from Vegas.
You might not have a place to come back to. You keep that up.
Right.
Two can play that.
If I win like $300,000.
Yeah, that because that
seriously
happens.
Seriously not going to jail in Vegas, too. I wish we quit saying that.
Okay.
At least I don't appreciate that.
Let's hope
that.
Not.
He's like, oh, you and Ashley. I know
she's
Ashley.
Gonna come back a fucking.
I don't know how I got this like bad reputation. As
yeah.
Like,
oh no, the whole probation thing and almost going to jail
just
thing.
I got caught. Just,
I know.
You know what I mean?
Silly.
Any of us could be sitting on probation because of a possession charge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's unfortunate that it happened, but I made it this far, and I am only human.
That turned all the way.
Okay. So she could see it.
Great.
But so no, we're going to have a great time in Vegas. We're going to go see Zoomanity. We're going to go and see what's the
Bellagio.
The Bellagio water show. We're going to go do that swing thing you were talking about, but I'm not going to get on. I'll watch
you. Rush, and she is getting on.
That?
She doesn't fucking know.
Good luck. She won't. I don't think.
No.
The only way to get her on that is bag over her
head.
I'll
tell her
so
there's cocaine at the top.
She can't see it.
That's mean. That is very cruel.
Dana, there's an 8-ball.
See, I wish I would have known that she was such a fucking crackhead when we first met. Because I would have been like, yeah, you just suck the penis and then cocaine comes out. Really? Where is it? Oh, it's in there. Keep sucking.
No, that would not have worked.
Yeah, if I had a nickel.
My ex used to tell me, cum heals everything. He's like, oh, your eye hurts? Here, come here, baby. I can fix that for you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no.
It's like cough syrup and Robitussin and
no, and he almost made me fucking throw up today. Like, he's coming, and he, like, shoves my head down on his cock. I'm like, ah!
That's a little joke I like to play on her.
Yeah, that's a little
joke. Yeah, but
joke
then if you
like
were to actually
bite
on accident.
Off. Yeah, I know, dude. I was gonna.
It's funny when that happens, when even though you're pissed because they're like ramming your head, you still don't want to, you still know no teeth.
You
you're
know,
like,
it's not our fault. It's the porn industry's fault for making so many movies that we watch where guys just like take chicks' heads and are like, you know, like it's not my fault that that looks hot. You shouldn't have showed me that in the first place.
He does, dude. He totally
fucks
my face. He's like, nah.
It looks fun. I want to fuck a face. I'm sorry.
You did.
I want to fuck it again.
No.
All right. Well.
In the mouth.
Anyway.
You want to say anything else before we move on with this next story and you get out of here?
No. Thank you for having me.
Okay.
It's fun.
Well,
it's always
you.
A pleasure.
Love you. See you tomorrow.
I love you. See you later.
Okay, so you know how we were talking about a while ago, women can't drive.
Okay, sure.
Japanese can't drive.
Right.
Because their eyes are closed.
They're so slanted.
Okay. Well, apparently, Here's
sorry, I can hear her laughing.
Here's proof that not only Japanese and women both in one entity, right? A Japanese woman can't drive.
Okay.
She drove all the way home with the body of an 80-year-old pedestrian lodged in her windshield.
Whoa.
Oops. If you opened your eyes, you would have seen him.
Like,
he's in that blind spot either right here or right here that they just can't see.
Are you serious?
She was 23. She's been arrested on charges of causing a deadly traffic accident and fleeing the crash site. The 23-year-old driver was believed to have struck the elderly woman in the early hours of Sunday north of Tokyo before driving 7 kilometers home with the victim's body wedged in the shattered windshield. How do you not know that, or do you just not care at that point?
I think you just don't care at that point.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
like, oh god, I have to get away, and it just goes.
Like, for one, you
body
feel it
hanging out of your window.
You feel the initial impact.
Right. Did she say that she had no idea or something, or what?
I don't think so. The suspect said she was so shocked that she didn't know what to do. So I was gonna say, if she didn't know. Like, you hit the car initially, then you come through the windshield, and now there's a body there. Like, it's not like a little bug splat that you can turn the windshield wipers on, right?
It's a body.
Like, how did that get there?
I turned my windshield on, I was like, what the douche, good
douche, good douche. Yeah, dude, that's fucking retarded.
Dude's like, ow, ow, ow.
Michiko Sato, a catering school student, arrested after her boyfriend called police to report the accident. Of course, leave it to the man to be like, honey. What the fuck? Like, really? You give me a blowjob and this will all go away. And she was like, suspect said she was so shocked she didn't know what to do. Said it was not under the influence of alcohol at the time of the accident. But again, Japanese women, you don't really need to be, right? Because you're a horrible driver. You're a horrible driver. And again, she was charged with causing a traffic accident resulting in death and escaping after running over a person with a car, 17 years in prison, or a fine of up to 2 million yen, which is about
a dollar,
10 bucks,
whatever,
23,700. All right. And the last story before we get out of here tonight, we got a voicemail, I think. And I got some questions, some more formspring.me/thejamhole if you guys want to ask questions.
All
definitely
right.
Go check that out. This is pretty awesome. Portland, Maine. An outspoken gay rights activist who publicly fought for gay marriage, right?
Right.
Has been convicted of manslaughter in a bizarre sex game accident that included blank and blank. Now let me read that again so
okay.
you
okay.
He's convicted of manslaughter in a bizarre sex game accident that included blank and blank. They both end in S. Blank and blank. Murder. What would...
I don't...
Guns and drugs. Come on.
I'm sorry. I didn't know this one.
You're usually really good at
this
game.
It didn't have anything to do with cocaine or kittens. So I didn't
Guns and drugs. Oh, I see what you're saying. both the prosecution and the defense had agreed that Lavely Davidson, a 50-year-old farmer and avid gun collector, didn't intend to kill his friend. They never do, right? I didn't intend to kill him. I just wanted to wound him. During a drug-fueled three-way sex party that lasted 12 hours.
Wow.
That's some Viagra at work right there.
Yes,
right?
Yes it is. And some ecstasy.
And probably some cocaine.
Yes.
You should check the gun that they were using to heighten their sexual role-playing wasn't loaded before handling it, but he did not. Quote, "You never point a loaded gun at someone's head." Words to live by, right? Marquis said after resting her case, emphasizing it's the responsibility of the person holding the revolver to ensure the chamber is empty. Quote, "You don't point a gun and pull the trigger unless you're 100% sure." Now, if you go by hunter safety rules, you never point a gun at anything you don't intend on shooting and killing. Unless, you know, you're using it to heighten sexual role-playing, I guess. They should add that in sometime.
Yeah.
Much has been made of the sexual nature of the killings, but Marchese says the focus should be on the handling of the gun, not the sexual acts in the victim's basement. Oh, okay, let's just totally overlook this weird freaky-deaky sex dungeon. Let's talk about gun safety.
All right.
I feel you were not properly handling the .44 caliber revolver that you shot these people in the face with. One of the lawyers, Mike Whipple, said his client checked three times over the course of the night to make sure the .44 caliber Rossi revolver wasn't loaded. Whipple, rhymes with nipple, contends it's likely Wilson loaded the gun while Lavely Davidson briefly stepped away to use the potty. Shots rang out. He says, quote, "I think I killed him. Oops. Oopsies."
Well, be more careful.
Huh?
Be more careful.
Yeah. When Lavely,
before you do shit.
Right.
Please.
And maybe if you're a gay rights activist, maybe be careful about the sex game dungeon slayings you participate in. Just saying, you know, maybe be careful. When he returned, Wilson asked him to put the gun to his head and pull the trigger to intensify his pleasure. Hey, shoot me in the face to intensify my pleasure. My pleasure, sir. My pleasure. Is that sexy?
No.
Like, maybe if I was fucking you with the gun or
something. No, not even that. That's not cool either.
And I fired off blanks because the sound vibration would stimulate your clitoris, maybe? No?
No. No.
Then why are we playing with guns in the bedroom?
I don't know.
How is that sexy?
I really don't know.
Okay. The case had garnered publicity because Lavely Davidson is an outspoken advocate for same rights sex and was in a committed relationship when he testified in favor of keeping Maine's now overturned gay marriage law at a public hearing 4 days after the discovery of the body of 50-year-old Wilson and a couple weeks before he was indicted. You're going to jail, nigga. You're going to jail. 30 years in prison. Ah, yeah. Going to jail. You'll have plenty of time to exercise your gay rights while in jail. Ah, in the butt.
Become an expert at it.
All right. Formspring.me/thejamhole. Anonymous questions. Would you suck another man's junk for $1 million? Stop me if you've heard this before.
I have.
Would you let your junk be sucked by another man for $1 million?
Fuck yeah.
What if the other man is Nick Starr? I reply.
Does he have, like, herpes?
I'd for sure let another dude suck my nuts for a cool mill, but it's got to be in cash and probably euros or pounds sterling. I would probably suck another man's junk for $1 million, but it has to be in pounds or euros. And I'll probably kill him after I get paid so that I can, of course, save face. In regards to Nick Starr, I don't let dead people suck my nuts. Huh? That's right. I don't. Just something I have. I don't like dead people touching my nuts.
Is he dead?
Yeah. He killed himself, like, 3 years ago. Fuck, where have you been? Life judge calling, where do you see yourself in 15 years' time? That's right, 15 years. Podcasting is not an acceptable answer. And I reply, either on my own island, paradise, or dead, or Amsterdam. You can dig anybody from the grave and have them live for another 5 years. Who is it, bitch? Jesu? Jesus, Jisoo, is busy.
I think,
and this one is Tyler. Tyler's still in the chat. He saw what problems. This one started a little problem on Facebook. I'm going to see if I can pull it up real quick and read this to you. But yeah, Tyler, Ty Crom in the chat here. He saw the problem that this one had caused online. And this is a little something we're going to discuss here real quick. Just because... it's so, like, it has to do with people and their children, perhaps. Maybe don't let your kids on particular places on Facebook, maybe?
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Maybe.
Just saying.
Patrol your shit.
So, yeah, well, I find that one. I said probably Brittany Murphy so I can stick my dick in her mouth and or asshole. And maybe the vagina. I'd hose her off first.
Well, yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not dirty. Okay, so here's the, I found it here. Comment. View all four. Okay. So, sometimes I post these to the Facebook. Yeah, Ty Crown says, hell yeah, that was great. It was so awesome. So, sometimes I post these on the Facebook, sometimes on the Tumblr, sometimes on both. I try not to post them on Twitter because I hate it when other people do it because it just floods it, you know?
Yeah.
Especially because I'll answer like four at a time, you know?
Right.
So, I don't want like bam, 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 bam. And they're always over 140 characters, so you can't read it anyway. So, I put it on Tumblr, my blog. On Blogspot, I have an actual blog, and then on Facebook. So,
okay.
The one about Brittany Murphy's dead body, Jesus is busy, me hosing her off first. We have 8 comments on this. Monica Marie Taylor.
All right.
Now, this was a chick, my good friend back in the day when I had kind of first moved here, a little after that time. The only kid I really hung out with, not Matt, from the trifecta of Matt, but this other kid named Jesse, he was banging this chick's younger sister at the time, and they were always together. They would always be like making out, and me and other people would just be hanging out in his room. And
okay.
So this is, and she was kind of party girl, you know, maybe
kinda.
Got knocked up a little early, perhaps. So she says, dude, I find this very offensive, and I really didn't expect this shit from you, Matt. And I'm like, whoa, says the chick with like 8 kids now that used to be into lots of drugs. And I mean, like, who do you expect this from then, if not me? I mean, have you heard the show? No. Hmm. So I write, sorry. People ask random questions. I answer them truthfully. I probably would have went with Jesus to ask him when he's planning on coming back, but it clearly states in the question that J-So is busy. And I said, there's a ton more, and I gave her the link if you want to be offended some more. She comes back with, just threw me off guard a bit. We have kids that have Facebooks, and Marie's daughter is on my page with my little cousin, and I don't want to worry what they may see. Right? Like, the internet.
Well, this I'm free to post whatever the fuck I want.
Well, I'm not here to censor you, Matt. I just thought it was rude and sick. Be good, Matt. Lol.
Lol, fuck you.
So I said, ha 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 ha, comma, I'm probably the least of your worries if you have kids on the internet. There is much worse. You should probably start them listening to the Jam Hole ASAP. And she says, not the internet as a whole. I said Facebook, where we as parents can monitor what they come in contact
you
with.
You cannot.
You ain't monitoring
this is
shit.
Facebook.
Not shit. Unless they're actually using your account. The only way to really monitor shit is to get like an open DNS account and then to like filter the 3 websites you want your kids to use. But it's cool, dude, because your daughters are sending naked pictures of themselves to their boys that they like at school. It's called
right.
sexting. I don't know if you're up on the times.
Right.
I mean, I see you harness the power of the book, but I don't know, like, do you know what sexting is? It's what your daughters are doing. So
right.
Don't worry about me and my jokes. Worry about them and their naked pictures they're sending to their boyfriends, who are probably a little older than they are.
How old are they?
So then
how old
Tyler,
are the kids? How old's the
I
daughter?
Don't know. I don't fucking know.
Anyway.
I could look on her Facebook. So then Tyler rolls in and he's like, no, Matt, right on. If someone's stupid enough to let their kids on Facebook, then they're just asking for it. I'd have to say, Timothy Leary, going back to the question.
Right.
Timothy Leary, I'd steal his formula, then have a mass exodus for all the cool people. Make a town like Bad Rock City, but permanent. God, that'd piss off the NWO. I'm in. Fuck yeah, dude. That was so awesome.
Oh, man.
And yeah, Erato Toys, keep your fucking kids and moms off of Facebook. Right, where is Facebook? Isn't it on
internet?
Exactly. Like, wow.
Did she say anything after that?
No, that was it.
Oh, man.
And then I comment back to what Tyler said, and I'm like, I'm in. Let's do it. That was a good one, though. Yeah, like Timothy Leary. I never thought of that. I was just trying to be funny and disgusting, but you went like an intellectual to the point. I like that. Timothy Leary, teach me your formula. He's the father of LSD. If you don't know, I'm sure you all know who he is.
So I
thought that was fun. Like, and out of all the things, I write some shit on Twitter. I wrote, fuck the Haitians, send the money to thejamhole.com/donate. And you were cool with that. Like, your daughters can read that.
But necrophilia is not cool.
But Brittany Murphy was in Clueless, and that's their favorite movie.
That's the only reason why she's pissed about it. It's because she's a dumb slut who liked Brittany Murphy.
She used to be really cool. She used to be really hot back then.
Yeah, well, I bet she's not no more.
Yeah, probably not. I don't know. She's probably listening right now.
I don't give a fuck.
She was kind of like you are now. Like, she was the chick that, like, nobody fucked with because she bashed people's heads in.
If she was
tough,
like me at all, she wouldn't have kids.
Well, okay, not that far. But she was, like, all tough and shit, but she was still hot. And then, yeah, so.
Tough my ass.
Not
no,
anymore.
She doesn't seem like that, no.
Right.
Sorry.
So.
And I don't think I'll ever change that much. So, that's, like, a total, like, 360, dude. Like,
and then Tyler wrote in the one that said, you know, what do you do in 15 years? I said my own island, paradise, or dead, or Amsterdam. He says, I don't know, Matt, you got over the bad shit. If you were gonna die, you'd already be dead. You got
good
a
point.
Long time to go, brother, but Amsterdam sounds like a pretty good place. Fuck,
he's
yes.
Right.
I know I am right. See, I used to live with Tyler back when I was doing a bunch of drugs before. Or after when, or no, it was before me and Holly got that place out by the airport. So he has also, if you guys want to ask, he's been through some shit with me, definitely. We were in Kentucky together, Paducah, Kentucky. First Jesus. Time I'd ever been there. I think first time he had ever been there, too. So, yeah, pretty interesting. Keep your fucking kids off of Facebook.
Yeah. You got any more questions?
Can you post Danny's nude pics? I said probably, but I would need some monetary compensation, mostly because of how pissed she would be. So
it'd be extremely pissed.
Formspring.me/thejamhole. There's also a widget on the side of thejamhole.com. You can always just throw a question there. It'll send it. We'll answer them. We'll talk about them on the show, whatever. So, also, real quick before we get out of here, a while ago we talked about in California how the ballot was going up to totally legalize weed and shit. The guy, Tom Ammiano, he was the guy that was like heading up that whole thing.
Sure.
So he's a Democrat senator, Democrat San Francisco. Today, like, they finally kind of did it. Today, this was yesterday, so marked a significant milestone for weed policy reform, Marijuana Policy Project, MPP.org, of course. In California, legislation that would remove penalties for adult marijuana use was approved by a major committee in the state legislature. This is the first time in U.S. history that a bill to tax and regulate marijuana ever made it to a state legislative committee, and it passed with a majority of the vote.
That's awesome.
First time ever. That is fucking awesome. It sucks that the only reason it did is because your state is broke as a joke. You ain't got shit to do.
It took that much for it to go, though.
Hey, Callie, you ain't got shit to do tomorrow. You done lost your job. You might as well get high, nigga.
Right?
Oh, after hearing testimony from the advocates, including MPP's California Policy Director Aaron Smith, the Assembly Public Safety Committee voted 4-3 in support of AB 390, the landmark legislation authored by Tom Ammiano. Unfortunately, now this is the kind of shitty part, but that's politics, right? Legislative rules and deadlines are preventing the bill from progressing further, but the groundbreaking success in the Public Safety Committee is a signal that we're making big strides. For the first time, state lawmakers were forced to seriously consider replacing marijuana prohibition with legal regulation, and they said yes.
Nice!
California has a reputation for leading the nation in bold policy changes, and we've only seen the beginning of marijuana policy reform there. So MPP.org, sign up for the mailing list, donate money. If you guys have any spare change, it all goes to good cause to help get this shit back in order the way it should be. So, we got the voicemail here, I believe.
Play it for me.
Play button right here.
Hey, Matt and Danny, it's Willie Go from the chat. I'm calling because I'm a little concerned. Two people in their 20s with hemorrhoids, I'm not sure how healthy that is. God damn, really? That just, I don't know. That just jumped out as, to me as a little,
sad?
Yeah. I would take caution with that. Doesn't seem right. And that movie with the two retards having sex with each other, it was called The Other Sister. And yeah, I always take notes of movies with retards. Especially like Sling Blade and like Forrest Gump. I always laugh my ass off at those. But yeah, alright. Talk to you guys later.
What, Date Your Sister? Is that what he said it was
know,
called?
Something Sister. And you'll have to listen back.
Who's the two people with hemorrhoids? Just me. And
well,
it's
I've
gone.
I've had hemorrhoids.
Oh, have had.
And I've had two removed.
Really? Like surgically? Did we talk about this?
No, when they were doing my colonoscopy, they just cut them off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that why I can't fuck your ass?
No.
Oh.
I don't have any anymore.
Right.
And I've had them before. I had them when I was... Dude, I had them when I was like 19.
Really?
And then I had them again when I was 22.
See, I get them like maybe once in a great while. And I only get them for like a few days. Like the one I was talking about on a... What was it? Last Wednesday show or last Friday show? It's gone. Totally.
Yeah. No, I had... So, I don't know. Well, just because when they were doing that colonoscopy on me, I didn't even really need them removed. But they were just there. And he was like, snip, snip.
Like a little solid while you're down there.
Yeah.
Also,
that's
you know,
all it really was. So I mean, they weren't a big deal. They were inside, so like,
if I'm in your asshole and I see something that shouldn't be there, and you're already knocked out, yeah, I'll do you the solid.
Hemorrhoids—they don't always have to be poking out of your asshole. They can be on the inside of your anus as well. Like, you can just have a little piece that's poking out in your, you know, anal cavity.
Oh, Rotto Toys has a good point. We should legalize incest so we can tax it. Yeah, because. Yeah. You'd make more money from legalized incest in the Bible Belt states than you would in, you know, legalizing weed. That's a good idea. We should work on that. MPP.org. No, wait. What's the one for incest?
I don't know.
I don't know. All right. Well, you got anything else before we get out of here? I feel like I'm forgetting something. What am I forgetting?
I don't know.
I did record two more emo poetry episodes at thejamhole.com/YouTube and check those out there. Episodes 30 and 31 are done. I tried to do something a little different. Like, make it a little more story-like for the beginning instead of just being like, go here and do this and shit. So, I don't know. Just try a little something different. I was bored. I got a bunch of shit written that I haven't had a chance to get up on YouTube yet. So, check those out. Rate, comment, all that good stuff. Make sure you subscribe to thejamhole.com/YouTube. We appreciate it. And, yeah, that was it.
That's it?
Question?
That's all I got?
What was the question? Oh, we did the question.
Yep.
Fox. I don't even know what to say anymore. Fox, you guys were good a while ago, I guess. But
I'm not getting back on this.
And
subject.
The sad thing is that, yeah. All right. Well,
thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight.
info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. If you guys want to meet us up, we'll be in Big Sky January 23rd. We're probably going to stay the weekend. Maybe even leave Friday after the show. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Ty's going to come. Ty Crom in the chat. He'll be up there with us. Sweatshop Union. Going to bring a laptop. Going to interview him. Maybe spit some rhymes with him. It'll be a good time. I'll bring a little weed. Bring a little fucking goods. Be a good time. Really looking forward to that. You guys can always leave us messages. 406-204-4687. Of course, thejamhole.com/Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook.
Danny.
Posturous Danny for her Twitter. Follow her also. She, you could see when she's mad at me for not sucking dick enough, all that good shit.
Or you can see pictures of my poop.
Also, want to see her poop? Check that out. If you haven't already, I know there's a few people listening here. Thejamhole.com/vote. Please give us a vote on Podcast Alley. We're at 19 right now at comedy out of like 3,000 shows. So that's pretty cool. But every vote helps. You guys will get us up there in the top 10 pretty soon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, other than that, just... we'll talk to you guys fucking Friday, man. This week, another week gone, another fucking jam hole.
You know, next
in
Wednesday.
In the can, sucker.
A week from today, episode 300.
Fucking A.
Fucking A. Do you want to do anything special for 300?
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Maybe pop a bottle of stagnant wine open?
I know, dude. I'm collecting wine bottles. I don't know. You can bet one thing, though. We'll be getting fucked up.
Sounds good to me.
And you know what? February 18th, two-year anniversary of the jam hole.
Oh, wow.
Which is like next month also.
February 20th is our one-year anniversary.
For me and you. That's right. Together. 1 year of us, love. 2 years of the jam hole, love. Love it. Maybe invade Persia, Arao Toys, maybe. Maybe have some more holy water.
So if anyone wants to give us, you know, anniversary gifts, you know.
That's right. Thejamhole.com/pobox. And fuck Haiti. Donate to us. We're not going to blow it on crack. Jamhole.com/donate. Yeah, /POBOX. That's the address. You can send us actual, like, physical
shit.
Stuff.
Right.
So, yeah. Other than that, we'll talk to you guys Friday. I love you
later.
All. Holla!
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.